Last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
What would you like to do, Shumfalo 5?
Leroy Jenkins drew that door and get it going, baby.
Uh-oh. Most of them depict humanoids with an unmistakable look of terror on their faces.
Oh, this is her. She's about to get busy.
And you can see there are six of them scattered throughout the room.
Should I try to sneak up there and steal a thing from around her neck?
Yeah. Stab her and take her freaking head off.
I mean, it couldn't hurt.
Sneak up behind her.
Well, Darnayru, if that's what you'd like to do, you take can roll off. A stealth check.
A natty 3?
How does that do?
He trips into the room.
It's pretty rough. You pass that creature, and it reaches out and grabs you by the collar.
The glass thing?
The glass sculpture. It grabbed you. It's going to punch you twice.
Punch, punch.
Punch, punch. Natty 1.
Okay. Hey. Yeah. And 29 damage. Yes.
Yeah. This creature crumbles.
Yeah.
I killed awesome. A human.
And is destroyed.
Oh, no. Innocent person.
Look at that.
I need fortitude saves.
It's a big old aura. Good thing it's my best save. Not.
Can please, I please roll.
Oh my gosh.
Can I use the fortitude save I rolled earlier?
No. What, okay. What fortitude save
that's
did you roll?
That's a remember wild that, question.
Remember that misunderstanding where you said I need a fortitude save?
That's a dumb question.
Just rolled dice?
Yeah.
No. Darnayru, you're slowed one.
Oh my gosh.
For a minute.
For a minute? That's the whole battle. Ibrium into half glass. She might be the boss.
That's a good point.
They do love each other.
They look
but
in each other's eyes.
Is it good for each other?
It's toxic. Oh,
it's a toxic relationship.
We have to rescue him.
There's something that...
We have to rescue him!
Fantastic.
Dude. We're going to get the ball. We're going to score.
Natty 20.
Ooh. Natty 20 over here!
As a third statue has animated. First strike, Natty 20.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no.
It's not good.
That is a 50 damage.
50. 50 damage.
And you are blind for one round. Darnayru is now in melee with three of these things. 38 to hit.
38?
Yeah.
That's a crit.
Grief.
I'm going down on this one.
46 damage.
Okay.
Oh!
Don't worry. I got 4 hit points left.
A failed save causes it to be petrified permanently.
Immediately. What? Just straight up.
And now I need you to roll a fortitude save. Not because of a gaze attack.
Which is, I'm going down, so what is that even for?
For the poison on the arrow.
Stop.
Wow.
As you take 8 damage and you go to dying one. And that brings us to the end of round one. And the end of a very tense and dramatic episode.
And now it's time for a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. And the most awful, horrifying, and upsetting thing has happened.
What happened?
I don't even want to talk about this.
No, it's okay.
I don't even want to say it. It is.
I think you should keep it a secret.
It hurts me in my soul.
What happened?
Well, I was chatting with our Thunder buddies on Discord over the last week.
Yeah.
I have been putting up some artwork from previous episodes in our episode chat. Specifically, I put up like a picture of what the...
Like Glaz?
Yeah, Glaz. I put up Radpol and Ustrasila, right? I put up the disassembling bot that killed Balnor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happened. Thunder buddy Shay said, the only one that comes to mind is the ghost kid, because I asked if there was anything, if there was anything else that anybody else wanted to see, I'll put it up.
Yeah.
And Shay said, the only one that comes to mind is the ghost kid. And I said, not a ghost.
Yeah.
I said,
this is the best
and
ever.
And I said, and apparently not worthy of Paizo art because he doesn't have an image entry. At Scotty D, what does Janiyah look like?
Yeah.
Thinking, well, this will be great. Fun.
Small, young, transparent.
Scotty D, and this is a quote from right from our Discord. Janiyah was originally going to be a ghoul kid or something.
What?
No.
What?
Just.
Oh, you didn't read this.
Just walk it back because it gets better.
It does get better.
But I decided to just play up the city aspect and make them a street urchin. That way he was like a potential follower or replacement PC as well. But now he's a ghost.
Yeah! Janiyah's canon!
in. Sky D, my boy.
He canonized the fact that Janiyah is a ghost.
Yeah.
So I said,
yeah, he did.
I said, son of a, I'm never going to hear the end of this.
Yeah.
Nope, you never
it's
will.
It's so great.
I am so lost.
This is great.
Get on the Discord, baby.
I don't know what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
You remember the street urchin that helped you guys when you came to Kosawana's house the first time and he gave you a little bit of information?
He was hiding upstairs in the loft. Upstairs.
And Jordan was like, that's a ghost. He's a ghost. And I was like, no, he's not a ghost. He runs away and you see him go down the street. He's not bound to this place or anything. And it was like this stupid joke for several years now.
Not a stupid joke.
That Scotty D decided to canonize and say, oh, you know what? He is a ghost. Whatever.
I wrote it.
Because he wrote the adventure path.
Wow. So, way to dice of thunder that. That's pretty good.
So thanks a lot, Scotty.
Scotty
D.
Scotty D.
Probably because I was being a rules lawyer in our malevolence game.
I love it.
My boy.
That's that's the horrible thing that happened in Pathfinder news this week.
You're my boy, Blue. Yeah, my boy.
I'm never going to get him to calm down. Look at how excited he is.
Yeah, this is great.
You get on Discord more. Everybody
get on Discord more. You can find a direct invitation link right on dicewiththunder.com. It's right on the first page there.
You're welcome.
Talk to us.
We'd love to hear what you have to say.
Yep.
And feel free to talk as much smack to me as you wish. Yeah, a lot of people do.
There's memes and there's cat pictures.
Oh, yeah. We got all kinds of channels for
all
stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
There's even some voice channels in there if you guys want to use our page to play your own RPG using a voice channel in there, publicly available for everybody.
And you've been streaming video games on there.
Every once in a while, I poorly stream video games. The last one was Leona and I playing...
Call of Duty?
Well, no, what's that stupid game called?
Call of Duty.
Demonologist.
I've seen gameplay of that.
It's a game where you, terrifying. It's like a ghost hunters game, but only the ghosts are very real and they will murder you. And you have to go through a haunted house and try to suss them out. And I streamed it for like a good 3 hours the other day. And
you're
had a
like
bunch
the
of people
perfect
come in.
Person to stream that.
It was horrifying. No, true. I mean, I was like, the smell that was coming off of me by the time
the
we were done.
Sweat.
Yeah, stress, sweat, just
that's
total
great.
Stress hormone dump.
She loves freaking you out.
I mean,
yeah, she just giggles the whole time.
Real talk, I will watch those guys who just play scary video games and watch their YouTube channels. They are the funniest thing ever to watch. And their whole chat just says, hey, you should play this game.
Yeah.
And they're playing like this dinosaurs body cam game.
We tried to play Lethal Company,
absolutely not.
Which has a similar vibe.
Yeah.
But... the graphics were just a little bit too off for me. I don't know. It's just because I can't see that well in my old age, but
stop. Come on.
Well, he made a joke and I laughed at it.
Yeah.
Hold it together over there.
I can't help that the joke was at his own expense. Okay. That's his decision.
Self-deprecating humor.
Yeah.
You should try it.
He's flying high on the whole ghost thing.
He can't do wrong right now. So, anyway, I think I'll kill one of you as we transition back into
well
combat
on your
here.
Way.
Yes. Combat music up. Because I'll do that in post.
Sorry.
Good Lord, woman.
That was the perfect time.
What was that? Open a beer?
She just snapped open
this
tropical 7-Up.
Yeah, tropical 7-Up.
Ooh, zero sugar?
I'm obsessed with these.
I like those.
There's none left. Sorry, this is the last one.
basically, that's a Fresca.
Yeah,
it is.
It's a Fresca.
It's a squirt.
Basically.
Squirt.
Oh, I'm a squirt.
Cactus cooler, anybody?
I've got a whole fridge full of them. Do you really?
Yeah.
Cactus cooler?
I never heard of cactus cooler. Uh-huh.
It's squirt, but better.
Was anyone else really big on Jolt back in the day?
No, it's
illegal.
I mean,
I drank it a little bit, but...
Legal?
But then my eyes start twitching real bad.
Went to the same place that Surge went.
Yeah.
You guys remember Surge?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That was Mountain Dew before Mountain Dew.
We used to
get a case of Jolt and play NBA Jam overnight.
My buddies and I
when we were in high school.
Yeah. My siblings and I would pretend that Jolt like did more than it actually did. Oh, whoa, I feel the Jolt. Oh, my gosh.
I'm really surprised that you don't have a whole career in improv comedy at this point.
You know, I think it was a calling that I missed out on.
I think
don't
so
shake
too.
Your head.
What?
I absolutely
I think
missed
you'd be
out
great.
On my calling.
I think you'd be great at anything you put
you.
Your mind to.
Oh, Mom.
Don't dad talk me. don't dad talk me.
That's mom,
I knew
that's mom
I knew Jordan and I were going to be lifelong friends one day when he told me, Duval, don't dad talk me.
That's right.
Don't you dad talk me.
Don't dad talk me.
Duval.
I wish I could remember what it was you
I
said,
I was telling
though.
You to do your job.
Was that what it was?
I was telling you to do something on stage. Yeah. I was like, hey, dude. And you're like, dude, Don't TED Talk me.
What, he meant it?
Yeah. He totally meant it. With a big smile on his face, he's like 8'5". Looking down at me.
Don't dad talk me. It's like
one of the gyrants in Skyrim ran over to you and was like, don't dad talk me. I'm like, oh God, don't hit me to the moon.
The gyrants?
Giants. I said giants.
No, you said giants.
I'm not going to let it go.
Every now and then, you might walk down the valley and see a gyrant.
You feel the ground shaking? You never know that gyrant's coming.
You never know. The other day, I was with my sister, and we
you
saw
four of them.
Keep it in.
We just have to mention gyrants the whole rest of the episode.
Don't be a gyrant jerk. Yay! Cut it out.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Well, anyway, it's Luton's turn.
We back.
This is what happens when we record late at night.
Yeah, it's another late night
recording. Just by late, it's 6:46.
We're having fun.
Highest rated.
Wait, we need to like recap where we're at, because this is a bad
a little
situation.
Cappy cap. We have one round of combat. Durnire is dying, unconscious, poisoned,
blinded, slowed,
and blind. We good?
I mean, we're not good, but we're going to go on.
You guys did kill one of the glass sentries. Ugh. You've damaged the Medusa quite a bit, and the other three glass sentries have not been touched.
And how far was her range? Like, what we need to be...
Yeah, she has a 30-foot aura around her, and then you have to roll a save when you're in that aura. It's you're not immune to it if you've already previously saved. It's a constant aura.
How is her aura, though?
How's her vibes?
Yeah, like, it's really purple. Negative. Yeah, it's black and purple, I guess. I don't know what that means. But we start round two of combat with Luton, and she's out in the hallway with Kibwe and Kal-El. Looking into this room, there's a dining table in the center of this massive room, and Darnayru is surrounded by three remaining glass sentries, and Ixil took one out.
Luton is going to power up her staff. She has the healing staff.
Okay.
And she's going to use a two-action healing spell at level 5 on Darnayru.
Yeah, you have the ability to cast two of those off of the staff, so... it's 5d8 plus 43?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
That's a lot of healing.
That's a lot of healing, man.
Hold on.
That's a lot of HP.
62 healing.
Hey.
Good. Whoa. Okay. 62 healing. Darnayru goes to wounded one. He is prone, no longer unconscious, still slowed, still blind.
He's doing that, like, catwalk that they
did
pick up,
drop
pick up their...
his flisses.
Flissers.
Flisses on the ground. But, and it's still poisoned. So, but you got him conscious and he's got 62 hit points. So that's an interesting move there. You have one action left, Luton.
There are so many status effects on Darnayru's icon.
He's lit up like a Christmas tree.
Dying one.
Okay, so I thought about this next action. I was going to send Kal-El in to take some of the heat, but he won't get to act on his turn because he has to squeeze through the doorway, right?
Well, the other problem is he would have to end up in these squares. So he squeezed through the doorway.
Oh, because he can't shoot through
the
door.
But he can't stop in another person's square, right?
Yeah.
So he has to move all the way into the room, 5 feet into the room past Ixil with Darnayru and all that good stuff. But he definitely can do that. That would be one move action from where he was originally.
And then he would have an action left.
And then he would have an attack action left.
Okay.
But he can't do his cat pounce because he has to squeeze through the door, which is like difficult terrain.
Well, my concern was he wouldn't get any hits in.
No, if you command him, he would have two actions. He can use the first one to move and the second one to strike.
Okay. My other option is elemental toss.
A little focus spell.
Yeah. I'm going to send Kal-El in just so he's in there. He can take one attack, and then he can take some attacks.
All right. You move Kal-El all the way into the room, and then you have your choice of all three sentries remaining. Which one do you want to hit?
I think the one directly next to Darnayru.
Okay. The one next to Darnayru is aft of Darnayru. There's one
aft.
Directly to the rear of the boat from Darnayru. There's another one down and to the right. So there's two.
The one in front.
Yeah. The one in front of Kal-El.
Yeah.
The third sentry is forward and left of Darnayru. So he's being flanked by sentry one and sentry two. And then sentry four is also in the mix. Sentry three is dead. So you're going to attack number four?
Yes.
And roll to hit with Kal-El's jaws?
Yeah, jaws. So 2d. Well, first I have to roll the hit, don't I?
Yes.
It's been a while since I used has. My cap.
It has. It's a plus 17 to hit.
Oh, I rolled a 2. Uh-oh. 19?
19 is a miss.
Dang. Okay.
And that is the end of your turn.
Starting off great.
That brings us to Ixel.
Ixel's going to move up to this glass sentry, the opposite side of the one. So then he's flanking that glass sentry with Darnay Rue.
The one that Kal-El just tried to target. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to use Flurry of Blows on his backside.
There's no facing in Pathfinder.
Yeah. I'm going to punch him in the bow.
punch him in the stern.
And let's see. So let me get my damage die up here. Punch! 91.
Uh-oh. Oh, are you serious?
Yep, 91. You've got to be freaking kidding
me. Only
two natty ones in a row?
Mathematically improbable.
Hero point.
Ooh, wait.
Whoa.
You have one left right after
I
that.
I have three. Now watch this. Natty 20. 18. Natty 18. Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, yeah. So 39 to hit.
39 is a crit.
Yes, yeah. It is. 28 damage.
Okay. And nice. I succeeded my fortitude save.
Dang it.
Now, if he took damage, am I allowed to punch at this thing?
Can you do opportune backstab while unarmed?
Let's see here.
Or is it a weapon in hand?
It says a trigger. The trigger is a creature within your melee reach is hit by a melee attack from one of your allies. Just says when your enemy is hit by your ally, you capitalize on the distraction, make a strike against the triggering creature. And there's no.
Then you may.
Ooh, let's see how this goes. I've never punched anything before. There's my fist. I rolled a natty 2, so that's probably a miss. 20.
So imagine Darnay on the ground, like, flailing.
Well, I guess, you know what? I'm blind. I would have had to roll a...
Yeah, that would have happened, too.
Yeah,
if you would have hit, I would have made you roll a 50% miss chance.
Wow.
But you didn't hit.
No, I did not.
Ixel, I think you still have an action left.
I do. I'm going to attempt to trip Glass Sentry 2.
The one to the diagonal of you guys. Yep. Very good.
And this is in my third.
And is it against my fortitude DC or my reflex DC?
This is... Well, I have to find it now.
Yeah, I can look that up while you roll the trip.
Okay, not great. 22.
That might go. I need to find the athletics check against the target's reflex DC.
Athletics check?
Yep.
It's 25 then.
A 25 is a success.
Yes!
Ooh.
Awesome. Okay.
Glass Sentry 2 falls prone.
All right, and that is my turn.
Well done. I need you to roll a fortitude save as Althesia's gaze affects you.
15 on the die, 32.
You are fine.
Your gaze does nothing to me.
Oh, I need one from Kal-El, too.
Yeah, you do.
Goodness gracious.
Fortitude.
Doing my job poorly over here.
29.
29 is a pass.
Yeah.
That brings us to Kiwe.
Good job, everybody. So, Glass Sentry 4 is animated, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can I hit him from where I'm at?
Yes, you can.
Excellent.
You can see 1 and 4. I'm going to give him some cover because you're shooting around a corner unless you move.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. Okay.
But you can see the corner of his square. So.
My gun's drawn, right?
Oh, yeah. It was drawn. You didn't reload because your last round, you moved and did a called shot.
Okay. So I'm going to go quick draw.
It's already drawn.
Okay. So,
But you can do that moving reload thing if you want to do that.
Running, reload.
Reposition and reload as one action.
Let's do that. Let me move south of Luton and do running, reload.
You want to be on Luton Square.
That's
fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Then that takes away the cover bonus.
Great.
For 4.
And then that's one action. And let's just finish it off with called shot. I want to go for his head.
Okay.
Come on. Big money. No whammy. Actually, we do want a whammy.
Yeah.
Whammies are bad. Whammy's like a natural 1.
31.
31's a hit?
That's not right. That's 35.
35's a hit?
27 damage.
27 damage.
Yeah.
Very good.
And don't forget my splatter damage.
Yes, do 3 Splash. Damage to Ixel, Darnayru, Glass Sentry 2.
How much?
3. Oh, and Kal-El.
Sorry, friends.
There's a note up there. Keyboy has splash damage on all his shots.
That's right. I keep forgetting.
I forgot again.
And Duval remembered.
Hey,
so thank you, Duval.
Hoping you have the better shot guy. Yeah,
Duval did a good thing. Maybe he'll
don't
get a
hero friends. What the?
Maybe he'll get a hero point. I don't know.
that's not a thing, unfortunately.
And
unless you're an alchemist. Yes, it is, and quite a turn. But I got hit by that, so don't I have to roll like a fortitude save or something because you hit my head?
This is true. Oh. You did get hit by the cold shot.
I get a hero point.
Yes, you did get hit by my... Okay, so target is stupefied 2 until the next turn.
Freaking heck. Stupefied 2. So great. Okay. Until your next turn?
Target is stupefied 2 until the end of your next turn.
Goodness gracious.
You're stupefied.
I don't see I don't see you rolling anything to...
If you did cold shot, you hit me, I'm stupefied 2.
Yeah, so you don't get a hero point for...
Okay, either. Fine.
All right, that's my turn.
I won't take it. That brings us to a significant amount of bad guys.
Who took me down?
Althesia with her crossbow, which is why you haven't acted yet.
What is that? I just forgot where I was at.
Speaking of Althesia, I don't have to roll anything, right? I'm out.
You're not in her aura.
No. I'm not in her bad graces.
It's close. Both you and Luton are right at the edge, but you have to also be able to see her, and you can't. So.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. Glass Sentry 4 is going to act...
A fool?
No.
I got it.
Hamlet.
Yeah, I liked it.
What? Not Hamlet.
No?
Luda! You thought he was referencing Hamlet?
I've got three targets, but Ixel was the one that hit the last, so I'm going to attack Ixel.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're going to make a strike against Ixel. A 34 to hit.
Yeah, 34 is a hit.
20 damage.
Dang!
Okay. A 31 to hit.
Okay. It's a hit.
25 damage.
Oh, hey. Man.
Natty 1 on the third strike.
Hey. All right.
Dummy.
It is Sentry 1's turn. Darnayru prone and now wiggling around, or Kal-El who moved in. Yeah, I think it's got to go. I don't know. That one's tough.
Roll the die.
Roll the die, yeah.
Because Glass Sentry 1 hasn't been targeted by anything. It hasn't been damaged.
Thunder die.
Get that thing out of here.
Here.
I have my own die. I'm good. Thank you.
Is that yours, Jordan?
So, Darnayru or Kal-El, Darnayru, odds or evens?
Odds.
I rolled a 10.
That's an even.
So it is going to move around to a flank position with Kal-El as its first action, and then it's going to roll to hit. So Kal-El's AC is reduced by 2, 29 to hit.
That's a hit.
21 damage. And the third and final action is a 22 to hit.
That is a miss.
Even with the lowered AC, right?
Yes.
Okay, sweet. Nice. That is the end of its turn. That brings us to Glass Sentry number 2. That was just tripped by Ixel, so it's going to stand up for its first action. Excellent action economy usage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it is going to move closer to the wall, getting down off the table, and attack Ixel with its third and final action. Does a 33 hit?
Come on. Yes, man. It does.
Dang. 20 damage.
Dang.
These things are taking chunks off you, bro.
Good grief.
And that brings us to Darnayru.
Blind and slowed. I'm slowed 1, correct?
But not dead.
You are no longer slowed.
Oh, I'm not? Because
I'm sorry, you're no longer blind. The blindness went away at the end of that sentry's turn because it was the one that blinded you.
Really?
Yes.
I thought I was blinded for a minute and slowed for a minute.
No, it's slowed
one
for
round,
a minute.
That's right. Yeah, that's
blinded
right.
for 1 round. So you are no longer blind.
Let it go, bro.
But you are slowed 1.
Okay, so that means I only have 2 actions on my turn. Cool thing is I have a free action kip up. I do have that
feat. Hey, all right.
So my first action would be to grab my flissers, and then I would kip up for free action, which means I have 1 action left, and I think I just need to swing at the sentry 4 and try to kill it.
Okay.
All right, fingers.
Don't try.
Kill
do.
It.
Do.
Succeed.
Natty 15.
Hey.
Uh-oh. That's good. Plus 19, so 34.
34 is a critical success.
Yes.
Because you are flanking with Ixel.
Yes.
And he's stupefied too, right?
Yes, that one is stupefied.
So dumb.
Stupefied.
Which doesn't affect your AC.
He's dumb.
But
rolling so damage. 64 damage.
Whoa!
With a pair of knives, describe your kill.
I don't. Hey. With a pair of knives, like against glass?
Yeah.
He was already chipped up. So I'm going to say he was like, you know.
You get in the cracks?
Oh, I get in the cracks.
I'm sorry, listeners.
Pulling it apart. Yeah. There it is.
Excellent.
Outstanding work.
Do I just have to roll? You have to do damage against me for my poison, but how do I roll against that to see if it stops?
That's a good question, so let me bring up that poison. So it happens at the end of your turn, kind of like how persistent damage works, okay? You've been poisoned by serpent venom. Oh, first thing that happens is I do damage. So you take 8 points of poison damage.
Gross.
You are enfeebled 1.
Oh, there's more to it, okay.
Yep, and then now I need you to roll a saving throw. Fortitude.
Come on, baby. Oh, it's a 40? Yeah. Natty 19. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
With my fortitude, which is 18.
All right.
What so is that? 37.
Instead of going further down the poison track to stage 2 and beyond, because poison, the way that it works, Gil, is there are multiple stages for it. It gets worse as it goes. And then it has a duration, right?
Okay.
I'm going to peel back the curtain on this one just because I want everybody to know how it works and think it's a pretty cool mechanic. So this particular poison, Serpent Venom, is specific to this character. It lasts for 6 rounds. Upon failing the initial save, you entered stage 1, which mm-hmm. means at the end of your turn, you take the damage, and then you get another saving throw. The stage 1 damage was 1d6 plus 2 poison. I rolled max damage, so you took 8, and then you are enfeebled 1 for 1 round.
Okay.
All right. Had you failed, you would have gone further down the track, the poison track, to stage 2, which would have been 2d6 plus 2 poison and enfeebled 2 for 1 round. Now, let's say you go and you continue your turns, you get the next round, comes around, you fail the poison again, you stay at stage 2, because there's only 2 stages, you take the damage, you stay at enfeebled 2 again, because it refreshes it. You pass, you go up to stage 1, you only enfeebled 1, you take lower damage, but in this case, you have critically succeeded, resisted the poison all the way, and are no longer affected by it.
So, cool. Okay, so cool. Just enfeebled for 1 round because I already got hit by that.
Yep.
But then I like immuned myself.
That's right. And so okay, your cool. enfeebled 1 will wear off at the end of your next turn.
Now, just a little side question I'm asking for Gail. No, definitely please. Not for me.
Yeah.
If I hadn't have critically rolled against that and I'd stayed poisoned, could I use 2 of my own actions to get an extra roll against the poison in my turn?
I'd have to look into that. I don't know if the treat poison like first aid ability gives you an extra roll or if it lowers the DC. I think it lowers the DC.
That's right, because I was reading when it's an ally helps you, like gives you an extra chance to roll against it.
Right.
But that's not me helping myself.
You know what? Why not? We got a Chungus. We got a Digi-Chung.
Digi-Chung.
Digital Chung.
Digi-Chung. Digital Chungus.
Digi.
It's a giant book, basically. Got all the rules in it. Tells you how to play the game.
Treat poison, you must be using a healer's toolkit, so that's critical. You'd have to draw that if you didn't have it out already. And then it's one action. On a success, you grant the creature a +2 circumstance bonus to its next saving throw against the poison.
Okay, cool. Makes sense.
Critical is a +4.
And it's not the same as persistent damage. That's different. Right. Cool.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Very cool.
So that's
we
my
love
turn,
the mechanics. Then. That is your turn. That brings me to Althesia.
Bad
oh,
lady.
Oh, no.
I'm scared.
Who's got a few choice victims.
Oh, no.
We're all...
Wait, I have to roll against her aura, don't I?
Yes, you do. You do.
Blah, blah, blah. Natty 16. What am I rolling, though?
Actually, I'm sorry. You don't. You're already slowed 1. I can't make you more slowed by that. You do not need to roll.
Sweet.
You do need to roll against her focused gaze, though.
Okay.
So she's fixing her gaze on you again, this time legitimately. You are not blinded.
I'm not blinded.
You stood up. You killed one of her glass sentries.
Yeah. Do I get to use the roll that I just rolled?
What'd you roll?
Natty 16.
Natty 16, yes.
I don't know what I'm rolling
with,
though.
He rolled a fortitude save. It was the same save.
It was 40, okay.
Yeah.
18 plus 16 is 34.
If the creature was already slowed by glass gaze before attempting that save, a failed save causes it to be petrified permanently, and you rolled a 16.
I rolled a natty 16, yes, okay. Plus 18, 34.
That is a success.
Whew.
Nice.
You are not petrified.
Nice.
But...
Man, every time she does it at me.
Well, it says arcane, concentrate, incapacitation, and visual are the traits. Nothing says I can't do it more than once in a round.
Get out of here.
Doesn't say flourish.
Doesn't say flourish.
You sure she's not a swashbuckler and it says panache?
That was the nerdiest joke you've ever made.
But all the Pathfinder nerds got it. All my swashbucklers out there got it.
Arr, I see what he did there. Arr. That was a great joke.
Oh, man. And it's only one action to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Rude.
I know. After attempting its save, the creature is then temporarily immune until the start of the Medusa's next turn. And so she is going to shoot at Ixil, because...
Pew, pew.
No.
Pachoo.
I need to reload. Oh, it's reload 0?
Reload you 0, bro.
Oh, what? It's a short bow.
That sounds like an
arrow. Oh, it's a bow, what, not a crossbow.
I was like, what crossbow is
no,
reload
it's
zero?
A bow, not a crossbow. That's my bad.
Reload 0 sounds like an anime cartoon.
Oh, it does.
We should write that.
I'm down.
That'd be rad.
Yeah, I can't draw it, though. It'd be stick people.
26 to hit Darnayru. Or to hit Ixil. Sorry.
Yes. Oh.
That's a miss. Second shot.
It's a miss.
Boobot? Boobot? Boobot?
It's a miss on me, too, for the record.
Since you fired something at me.
I did. I fired a bow at you.
At your face.
Pa-chow!
So I'm going to use my, what's it called? Find it.
Butter knife.
Projectile snatching.
Same thing.
Ooh.
I can make.
Wait, will you say that with a little less energy?
Sorry. I'm going to use projectile snatching.
Okay. for Gale.
Basically, I pluck the missile out of the air and hurl it back at the source.
What? Whoa! Yeah. Like Bruce Leroy?
Right.
Bruce Leroy Jenkins.
But I have to have a successful deflect projectile.
Okay. That's a reflex.
So if the attack misses, you have deflected it, which I did.
Yes.
Which I did.
Yes, you
did. Now I throw that back at you.
Whoa.
So you took the deflect arrow feat. Is that what you're telling me?
No, it is called... It is called... Deflect projectile.
Yes. Oh, you took the deflect projectile feat.
Yes.
That is a reaction, which you need to use when you are the target of a ranged attack.
Which I was.
Okay, so you're saying that you used that as a reaction? Yeah. Okay. That's not what you said?
Totally.
So just clarifying that that was your intent?
That's what he meant.
All right, so
I understood that.
When you use the deflect projectile reaction, you get a +4 bonus to your AC against a triggering attack. If the attack misses, you have deflected it. So, check.
Cha-ching.
Even though you didn't say I'm using a reaction deflect the projectile, I understand your intent.
That was a fail on my part. I will own that.
Mr. Axe will be over there.
Now, growth.
Now I would like to throw the arrow back at her snake head.
All right, what's that ability called so I can make sure you're doing that right?
Projectile snatching.
Good lord.
When you successfully deflect an attack with deflect projectile, check.
This is
as part of that same reaction.
8th level feat.
As part of that same reaction, you can then immediately make a ranged strike against the attacker using the projectile you deflected.
You want to push your glasses up above the your nose over there, Scott?
Yeah, Jordan.
This is now...
He's going to push those into his brain.
This is now a...
What is going on at this table?
Jordan showed up to work today, and I'm here for it. He's sharp. It's amazing.
Please continue.
The last part of the description... This is a thrown weapon with the same range increment.
Very good.
And effect on a hit as the triggering attack.
Okay. So you're rolling to hit with a... It's almost like a reactionary strike. You're just rolling to hit with a thrown weapon.
It's pretty cool.
Which I believe just uses your normal strike ability. First base attack bonus for a thrown strike.
I couldn't tell you what that is. Just because I don't have a...
No, that's okay. I can tell you. It's the same as your fist attack. This fist is an agile, so he can use his dexterity modifier. And thrown weapons use your dexterity modifier to hit. So it is the same attack as your fist attack.
So I'm going to give this some flair because I rolled 90-19.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Ixel hears the bowstring.
Yeah.
And he does, like, blue steel. Sees the arrow coming. Does a cool... ninja flip, grabs the arrow, and sticking the landing of his flip, phoom, throws it back at her like a dart, aiming right for one of her little snake head pets.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's a 40?
Yeah.
To hit?
Yeah.
That's a crit.
Yeah.
Yes. Whoa.
Off a Zoolander reference.
So the short bow arrow that she fired at you does 1d6 plus 7.
Boom.
Plus serpent venom that she's immune to.
Ah.
But roll your damage and double it.
1d6.
Plus 7.
Because you're strong.
Is a short bow...
Roll the 5 on
Hold on. It's deadly d10. On a critical hit, the weapon adds a weapon damage die of the listed size. So keep... What'd you roll on your d6?
A 5.
We're keeping that. And you're adding a d10, right? Weapon adds the weapon damage die of the listed size.
Because it's not fatal. It's deadly.
It's not fatal. It's deadly.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we double the d6.
Double the d6 10. And the 7. So... 24, and then you add this D10 to spice it up.
2 on the D10.
So 26 damage.
Nice.
Awesome. And she
for
would,
reaction.
Yeah.
That's why you play a monk, y'all.
Wow. Nice. Okay, that was phenomenal. 26 damage.
Fire at me again. Dare you.
Next round, please.
That was your first arrow that she shot at you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's not going to shoot at you a second time.
Coward.
Because obvious reasons. So she'll shoot at Darnayru.
Oh, wait, no.
With her second base attack bonus on the composite shortbow.
Because the gaze thing she does is not an attack.
That's right.
Lucky.
27 to hit.
Miss.
Really?
I have a 28 AC.
Wow. Look at you. Okay. Well, that is her turn.
Whoop, whoop.
Probably her life.
Yeah.
And that brings us to round 3 with Luton starting off the round.
Okay. Luton's going to move into the room just inside the door.
All right.
Even though she's in the aura blast zone.
Yes, she is.
I only want to use one action to move her. And then she's going to cast Thunderstrike on Alethisha. Alethisha. How do you say it?
Alicia.
No one knows.
Alicia. Yeah. Felicia.
Holy shit. I think that I need a reflex save against that.
Yes, you
and
do.
And also, dear listener, Ixil passed his fortitude save, so he is not slowed from the petrifying gaze.
Nice.
Is it a fortitude save or a reflex
save? It's a reflex save.
All right. Reflex save 34.
Dang.
Ooh.
Come on.
Still half damage.
It's real reflexy, though.
Okay. So this spell does 5d12 electricity and 5d4 sonic.
Roll your damage.
45 electricity.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
D12s, man.
Freaking looting.
Yeah.
Man.
7 sonic damage.
How do you think a Thunderstrike would kill a Medusa?
Yes!
What?
Wow.
What?
Yeah. You got her.
Oh my gosh!
Yes!
Brittany! You did it!
Debo.
So she calls down. Okay, so if we imagine that thunder is just the sound lightning makes, right?
Yeah.
That's what I imagine.
She's getting fried, first of all. So her little snakes, shrivel up and cooked, right? We can eat those later.
Like Marvin Home Alone.
Tastes pretty good when you fry them up.
The inside of her head liquefies. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Like that horrible paella. Gross.
So just like
whammy.
One of her eyeballs rolls backwards in her head. And blood starts coming out of her nose.
The other one's just kind of like rotating. Yeah. Like
those snakes look tasty. We should have a snack.
Oh, my gosh.
She drops to the ground dead in a heap.
Wow.
What?
What happens to the glass sentries?
Key flickers in the light.
Nothing that you guys can tell, and it is Ixil's turn.
Okay.
Then Ixil will attempt to tumble through this glass sentry 2 to get behind it. And that is, let me roll here, acrobatics, I believe. Yep. 31.
That is a success.
Yes, it is. And then flurry of blows on his stupid face. First strike is a natty 19 for 40 total.
That is a critical success.
That's right, it is. And then 14, 31 total.
Okay, 31 damage.
Okay. Well, it's 40 damage and 31 damage, right?
The first strike is 30 damage. Second strike is 11, so 41.
Okay.
Combining both those strikes, so that's
very good.
And he's still standing?
Still standing.
Standing. Okay, I'm going to trip him.
Okay.
Nice.
That's athletics. 35.
That is a success.
Nice.
Get him on the ground. That's my turn.
Okay. Kibwe Naoka.
So Kibwe runs through the door doing a running reload, just stops right just in the door.
Oh, welcome to the fight.
Yep. He goes, Leroy Jenkins. Man, it's a lot of dead bodies in here. And he's going to do a called shot on glass sentry number 1, aiming for that headpiece. That is a total of 27.
27 is a success.
No nice. Kidding.
Yes.
Man, that's amazing. That's a 29 total.
Dang.
29 damage.
Yep.
Very good.
And then, some, what was it called? Stupefied 2.
Splash damage on Kal-El.
Yep, Stupefied 2.
Kal-El takes 3 damage.
Out here making dummies.
And I also need Kal-El to roll to hit that glass sentry because we forgot his bonus action.
Oh, yeah.
We were so excited about Luton's murder death.
All right.
Muck duck.
Let's see. Ooh, 20.
That's a miss.
Yeah.
How much damage did you do to glass sentry 1?
29.
Okay, got it. And it's Stupefied 2.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Okay.
Man, Kiwi's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
He's doing good.
Just runs around, good. Shoot dudes in the face.
All right, glass sentry 1 is going to attack Kal-El with 3 strikes.
Whoa.
Okay.
You said Stupefied 2, right?
2. Yeah, that's 2.
Calm down, glass man.
It's glassman.
It's glassman.
Yeah.
Class of 99.
First strike is a 21 to hit.
Miss.
Second strike is a 32 to hit.
Dang.
Hit.
19 damage. Third strike.
You sunk my battleship.
Only a 13 to hit. Miss. So did 19 damage against Kal-El. That brings us to Glass Sentry 2, which is still alive.
And on the ground.
And on the ground and prone and stands up with its first action, no longer prone, and will strike at Kibwe twice.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm sorry. Not Keyblade. Ixil. I get you guys confused.
I don't know how.
Yeah, you're both lizardly.
I don't know how.
Natty one on the first strike against Ixil and nice. A 19 total on the second Ooh. Strike against Ixil. That is the end of that one's turn. It is Darniru's turn.
Darniru is going to move to his right for his first action, 10 feet.
Yep.
So now I am flanking.
Yeah,
and then okay. I'm going to roll to hit this
Sentry
bad boy.
Sentry 2 flanking with Ixil.
I only rolled a natty 6. That's rough, so it's only a 25.
A 25 is a success hey, because yeah. you are flanking.
Lucky. Okay, so we're going over here.
I love it when a plan comes together.
He is off guard. 28 damage.
That's pretty good.
Pretty dead, though?
No.
Oh
man, this thing got a bunch of HP.
You guys haven't really hit these too much.
But they're like level 7 or something crazy.
Okay. What else you got?
That's it. I'm still slowed, so I only get 2 actions
oh,
per
that's
turn.
That's right. Oh. I forgot.
Yeah.
All right, that brings us to the top of round 4 and Luton.
Let's kill these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's time.
Are you mm-hmm. thinking?
Blazing Bolt. 2 targets, 1 spell.
Yeah.
Let me pull it up.
She's burning through all of her resources because I told her you guys are probably going to sleep after this combat.
I'm just maximizing my efficiency.
Yeah, no, that's good.
It's not sleeping, it's passing out. Yeah. It's a big difference.
Okay, Blazing Bolt's a signature spell anyway.
It sure is.
So,
how many level 5 castings do you have left for the day?
Oh.
Spells. You did Thunderstrike at level 5. You've done a Blazing Bolt already. Roll to hit. Which one are you shooting? You got number 1 and number 2. You shoot them in order?
Yeah.
You know okay. what we've gotten out of the habit of doing? Power words.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That kind of stinks, doesn't
it? Power
it?
Word for
we'll
Blazing
bring those
Bolt.
Back.
Burn, baby, burn.
Yeah, was that, yeah. was?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
28?
28 is a hit.
Okay. Nice.
Do you want to roll your damage or do you want to roll to hit on this?
Let me roll to hit the other one,
okay.
if that's all right.
Yeah.
17.
On the
so,
die.
Yeah. 36 to hit.
That's a crit.
Ooh. Yes, it is.
Okay, so I'll roll damage for Glass Sentry 1, which is 10d6 plus 5 fire damage.
10d6.
Okay.
Melt him.
10d6 fire. And you're doing this at
you got
level 5.
Yeah.
So,
dang.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Hold
he's going to look like Taffy by the time she's done with him.
Yeah, dude. This is bad. Bad for me.
And I'm an ice man that loves his taffy.
I love my taffy.
28.
That's good damage.
Sweet.
Glass Sentry 1's
plus
only
five.
Been damaged once by... Oh, that's right. Plus 5.
33.
Yeah. And
Glass
then,
Sentry 1's only been damaged once by Keyboy.
Okay.
Who shot it.
And then
Glass
second.
Sentry 2 is 10d6 plus 5 times 2.
He's dead. Watch oh, this.
Okay.
100%.
That'd be better. 45. Total plus or times 2?
Yeah.
So 7 is
90.
90, sorry.
Oh my 90 God. Damage. We all looked up at the record,
yeah.
which is still held by Luton at 137.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Another kill.
Yay.
By Luton
yeah.
in this combat Dang. As Glass Sentry 2 shatters from a firebolt.
Yes.
LeBron James.
I'm sure if he were here, he would take credit for that.
He sure would.
So that was 2 actions.
Yep. You still have an action left.
And then I'd like Kal-El to swipe Glass Sentry 1.
All right, so a jaw and a claw attack going against Glass Sentry 1. Roll to hit.
Rolling to hit. Okay. Jaws first?
Yes, that's okay. the one that does the most damage.
26.
That's a hit.
Nice.
Okay, 2d6 plus 8. 19 total.
All right, roll to hit with his claw.
Claw. 22.
That's a miss.
Okay.
Dang.
What a turn.
Yeah.
What a turn.
Ixil, you're up. On the other side of the room.
Yeah.
Kind of. There's 20 feet of movement between Ixil and the Glass Sentry 1. But he's got a pretty good movement speed at 40.
Oh, yeah. I can make that with one turn.
Oh, my easy. Gosh.
I can't flank it, though. Can I? In one move, can I flank it?
I think you
with
can.
With 40? You totally can.
Let me see. Let's measure real quick.
It's only 35 to get there. I mean, you go next to him and you could do it without going through a square.
Yeah, but I could flank him if I get...
You can do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
So Ixil moves into a flanking position with Kal-El, only using 30 feet of movement to do so.
That's right, I do. And I'm going to try to finish him off with some punches.
All right.
You know what's coming.
I dig it. Furry of blows.
Furry blows. First attack is 31 to hit.
That is a success.
Second is 23...
That is a fail.
That's not a fail. 12 damage.
12 damage.
It's kind of weak.
And only 23. Only a 23 on my fortitude save.
Hey.
Am I stunned one?
You are stunned one.
Nice. Okay.
Stupefied two and stunned one.
All right.
He's stunny.
You have an action left.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to attack again.
Okay. Third and final base attack bonus.
Plus 13. 26 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yes, it is.
You are flanking.
Rolled much better this time. 21 damage.
That is Please better. Describe
yes!
the kill.
Oh,
I
nice.
Put a fist right through his back. It comes out his chest. And then I say, chow down, kitty. And he pushes the corpse to Kal-El.
Who probably doesn't munch on the glass. But no. I like the effect. I like the
play
effect.
With
yeah.
pieces, yeah, though.
Smacks it around on the ground. And, wow. Okay, the Shumfala 5.
Oh, my goodness.
Did it. You thought that you guys were going to lose Darnayr. I tried to petrify him.
I thought that I was going to lose Darnayr.
I mean, we were pretty sure. That yeah. was, that seemed really dire.
I had a full-on backup story character already created,
the
just so you guys know.
You rolled a 16 on that petrify?
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was rough.
Did she drop a key? She has a key around her neck. We're
she does have a key around her neck. Good call. It is a clockwork key that looks very similar to the one that was on Parsis's body.
Take her head off. Let's use it.
Yes, that's where I was going.
I want to put it in.
Because I've seen Clash of the Titans.
Well, this isn't Clash of the Titans.
So her head is not usable as a weapon.
I want to put her head in my pocket. Okay. I can put her head in my pocket.
In your pocket?
What?
Oh, how big man. Are your pockets?
Pretty big cargo pants, you know.
He's wearing JNCO jeans. It will fit them in the back pocket.
JNCO jeans. You put a whole Xbox back
there. Yeah, you could.
Here's a question.
What?
Are the snakes on her head still alive?
No, they all died.
They popped.
We're chewing okay, on them
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
They're munching on
jerky. That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Snake jerky.
Snake's good if you...
What delicious.
I'm assuming you guys want to search the room.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Loot the corpse maybe a little bit.
Yes, please.
I open up my show notes for our show. First word I see is Janiyah.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Was I here for that?
Oh, you were there. Right. The little buzzy bee thing in the workshop where they were testing Pyronite in the back corner.
What do you mean, was
oh,
I here for that?
Yeah.
You've been here for every episode.
Like, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Y'all don't know this. I don't know if our listeners know this. I have a gray all over my face. I'm an old man, all right?
Oh. This is correct.
Wow.
So I forget things.
Well...
What do we find?
Yeah, what do we find? On one of the glass statues, there is a coin purse attached to its belt that did not turn into glass when subjected to the staring gaze from Althesia. And inside of it is 800 gold pieces.
800?
Whoa!
That's a lot of money.
You can buy so many pogo sticks with that.
Must be hundo.
Must be a Neiman Marcus bag.
Additionally, because of... your fight with Althesia, Alethesia.
Silverstone.
You gain access to a special ability.
Oh, we can fly now.
Called Innate Vitromancy.
Innate Vitromancy.
Through your fight with the Medusa, you realize that studying her gifts and honing her innate power to turn living creatures into glass is something that those of you who are arcanely motivated could possibly do.
Ooh, that's me.
And you gain access to the feat Innate Vitromancy for completing this fight with her.
Oh, that's cool. Wow. So all the... Wait, who?
Me.
Who
number
do you think
two
you are?
For?
What gives you the right?
What gives you the right?
Glass Skin is the name of the feat. It is a reaction. Prerequisites. You were present at the death of the Medusa whose vitromantic powers were passed on to you in the wake of her destruction.
What?
Even if vitromancy is a mystery to you, your blood and flesh know the secrets of the art of arcane glass. Patches of your skin flicker into glass without warning. By focusing the effect, you can concentrate the glass into a powerful protective layer of magical obsidian. Once per day, you cast an ability called Mountain Resilience on yourself as an innate primal spell, though the spell covers you in a layer of glass instead of stone. During this innate mountain resilience, you gain the Shatter Glass reaction. So mountain resilience, your skin hardens like stone, granting you 5 resistance to physical damage, and each time that you are hit by a bludgeoning, piercing, or slashing attack, which is physical attack, your duration decreases by 1 minute. It's a 20-minute buff.
Dang.
So you get 5 physical damage reduction for 20 minutes, and every time you take damage, your duration goes down by 1 minute.
How do we add this?
Wow.
Yeah, this is a feat. So the next time you can take a feat, you can add this. The shatter glass reaction literally allows you to explode and shatter some of the glass that's on your skin to damage your attacker. Attackers will take slashing damage, and the duration of the stone skin reduces by another minute. 3d10 slashing, to be specific. So if you are benefiting from vitromantic resilience, and then you shatter some of the glass that's on your skin while you're attacked, you can have it's like a counterattack damage, and it's a reaction. So as she dies, all of this power feeds into all four of you. So you have access to that feat the next time you can take a feat, to the level 10 feat.
We don't get snake hair, though, do we?
No, okay. Snake hair.
Does this go to all of us or one person?
All of you have the ability to take this feat. Whoa. It is That's quite cool. A gift.
That is
but
so
it's not
cool.
Like we all got the feat. We have to wait till we level up.
You have to invest
you
a
have to
feat.
Choose
yeah.
it.
Exactly. Innate vitromancy.
Okay.
Pretty dope.
That is.
So $800.
Yep.
And a rare magical feat only available to people who make it this far in this campaign.
Pretty yeah. cool. It's a real boss item.
The Shumfall of Fiver scratched up a little bit. Not too bad. Luton's full health. Kal-El is full health after combat because Luton can bring him right back up with her focus spells. How's everybody else doing?
Never touched.
I'm like halfway.
Keyway is good.
Whistle's I have seen the light down. A lot in this battle.
Darnayru is sitting at 51 of 118. Ixil's at 70 of 138.
And I wounded one.
Yes.
All right, let's do some healing then.
Yeah, and you want to roll a treat wounds really quick with your nature check to see if you can heal that wound on Darnayru?
Sure, surely.
And I will uncheck my slow because it's been over a minute.
How about 34?
34 is a success. So it's 2d8 plus 30, and you lose the wounded condition.
Okay.
Sweet.
How about 38 healing?
Awesome. Right.
And you want to do it on Ixil?
Yes.
All right.
Heal me, please.
We didn't even play the heal music. We're going to force the Thunder Buddies to listen to what this is like.
You're seen behind the curtain.
34 again.
Super efficient. All right,
another success. So 2d8 plus 30.
32 total, sorry.
Okay. You rolled 2 ones.
No, snake eyes. And then do you want to burn some charges on the staff?
Yes.
To get everybody up to full? So you have 5 charges got taken off of it, but it has 11 charges.
Yeah.
So if you want, you can just do 2... I don't know why.
I can do 1/3 level heal.
Oh, yeah.
And two levels.
And you still have 1/5 level heal.
Oh, well, I'll do a level 3 on Darnayru.
Okay.
So 10 plus 27. So
37 healing.
37?
Yeah. Yep. And then sweet. It looks like you've got a level 2 heal that you can do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's still? Darnayru still?
I'm Ixil. Full. Ixil is just down.
So. Okay.
I'm down 36.
So that's 2d8 plus 19, and then the staff is out of charges. But you still have wands.
30 total.
30. All right. So he's still down 7 hit points. Want to burn a wand? If you burn a wand, it's automatic. He's full.
Burn a wand?
Burn a charge off a wand.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So the staff is completely used up.
Okay.
One of the wands is the level 1 wand is used up because it was just a 1d8 plus 8.
Oh, the
8.
Wand. The yeah. Healing
wand.
I have a healing staff. I've got a healing wand.
It's
spells.
Who's it's got? What's its galore?
Yeah.
It's Kairos on a stick.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
So everybody's full.
Sad times.
And you guys have created this nice big mess of death. At the front end,
yeah, we have
the gear smoke. What would you like to do?
Back out of the door slowly. just kidding.
We have the key, right?
You do have the key.
Okay. So, and there's nothing else in the room on any other bodies. Nothing on the table.
No, got the 800 gold pieces.
Okay.
That was the loot in here.
So what we need to do is we need to get below deck again and lower the elephant down without
Ooh,
being caught.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
But are we? How far away are we from arriving at the destination?
A few days, as far as you know. 2 okay. days, specifically. But the boat got slowed, so we're getting into the evening of the first day still,
mm-hmm.
right?
Dun, dun.
So you expect that the arrival would be on the morning of the 3rd day.
Morning of the, yeah.
Having Majora's Mask flashbacks. I don't like it. I'm getting stressed out.
Yeah, so you have tonight.
All day tomorrow.
You have all day tomorrow, and then you would have the morning... That's the current track.
So
current path.
My thought is that we do have enough time to sleep.
A little snooze.
because I don't want to go into, obviously, a fight with getting the last key without having rested and getting all loot and spells back so that she can carry us through that fight, too.
She's out of level 5 spells.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You have one left?
I think there's one left. Yeah. I want to...
One left.
I would like to go over some things with you after this.
Oh, boy.
One left.
So you're in trouble.
My thought or question for you guys is, should we try to go and lower the elephant first and then rest, or rest and then try to take care of the elephant?
I think we should rest first, because I think there are some unknowns in lowering that thing that we might be getting ourselves to a fight just doing that part.
Sure.
I think we should go to our cabins and rest.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds amazing in real life.
I know. I'm ready right now.
If you lower that elephant, it's like walking through the fog door. It's on.
Do you really think so?
I think so.
Because there was no one in the area below. I'm not trying to talk us into it. I'm just saying it felt kind of safe.
Things are not static.
I'm just saying. They're not static.
Pressured.
That's true. We'll feel a little pressure then. But there was no one underneath that storage area.
At the time.
There was no one there. The guards walked by that room.
At the time.
At the time, yes. So I don't know where the keyhole is. We'd have to search for that.
What time of day is it now? Like,
it's nighttime.
Okay. Are people in their cabins?
No, it's evening.
Evening,
you know, they're on a cruise ship, so they're milling about.
They're partying.
Still having fun.
Is there evidence of this fight in here? Like, if people come in, is it going to be obvious?
Got shattered glass statues and a dead Medusa.
Right, can we clean it up really quick so that, you know, if someone walks in, they're not alarmed? Like, can we buy some time so that we can rest overnight and not alert anybody that we've been in here?
Suspicion.
Do you have to roll that?
Yeah.
Roll for that.
We don't want Ibrahim to be like, where's my girlfriend?
Yeah, right. I would need a...
Why? Is she dead?
Yes, exactly.
We can do a stealth check to hide the evidence of your ne'er-do-welling here.
We were doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be something that would be done by Darnayru, but you all can aid.
Yes.
Yeesh. We should all aid this roll.
Okay, let's go.
Ooh, I'm gonna sit this one out.
Okay. Whatever, be lazy over there.
He was just cleaning his gun.
I think it's for everybody's good that I don't.
26 to aid.
That is a critical success. Also, what's your training level?
Trained.
Okay. C.
Plus 2.
Also 26, trained.
Okay. Plus 4.
Don't mess this up.
Yeah. Don't mess it up.
I did mess it up.
No!
I even switched dice. I rolled a natty 2 plus my stealth, which is 20. So 22 plus 4 is 26.
26.
Yeah.
All right. You guys kind of scamper around, and you're cleaning up this mess using some... magic, perhaps. You know, Luton's got prestidigitation as a cantrip, so she's picking up glass
and just
yeeting it out the window into the river.
Right? Exactly what she would do.
And you guys are taking your time to, like, really straighten up this area.
Yeah. Okay.
And as you're taking your time to do this, you hear coming down the hallway, there's some footsteps.
Great.
The patrols.
Mechanical footprints.
Oh, no.
Footsteps. Mechanical
footsteps.
We hear footprints.
Your mechanical footsteps. And we'll find out what happens next week.
No!
The worst Clippy.
I think I see footsteps.
I hate noisy footprints.
I hate you guys.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.